Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about cocktail. We have Shafiq Kazun, the co-founder and chairman of Beeline Medical. Hi, Shafiq. 你好.
你好. Hi, Xiaolan.
Right, cocktail. I know you're an expert of cocktail and then...
yeah, definitely.
Right, cocktail. Chinese of cocktail, it's very easy. Basically, the three characters, we say 鸡尾酒.
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 Yeah, 鸡尾酒.
鸡尾酒.
鸡尾酒. So, 鸡 means chicken. And
chicken.
Yeah, rooster. 鸡.
鸡.
Yeah, the year of rooster, for example, is 鸡年. 年 is the year. So, the year of rooster, 鸡年.
鸡年.
Yeah, so 鸡尾酒. 鸡 is the rooster. And then 尾.
尾.
尾 is the tail.
Okay.
So, that's a direct translation in meaning. So, 鸡尾.
鸡尾.
Yeah, that's the tail of a rooster. That's cocktail.
Okay.
In order to emphasize, the cocktail is actually made out of alcohol. So we put the alcohol character in the end. 酒.
酒.
酒, 鸡尾酒.
鸡尾酒.
鸡尾酒, yes. And I noticed that 鸡尾酒 was actually just invented not long ago.
Huh.
Do you know much about it?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely know a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Cocktails have had a big revival in the last 20, probably 18, 20 years.
Yeah. And I noticed that the vocabulary, cocktail, was not included in the Oxford Dictionary until 1803.
Yep.
And then at that time, there was a definition about cocktail. So any mixture of two different ingredients, as long as one of them, at least one of them is the alcohol-based, then it's considered as cocktail. And later on, of course, it gets really fancy. And when I was doing research, I found there are hundreds of different names of cocktails. And
yeah.
I get all disoriented. So please enlighten me.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So when cocktails first started, it was generally expected to be liquor, a little bit of sugar, and a bitters.
Mm-hmm.
And then later it evolved to being more fancy,
right?
I would say, more sophisticated.
Yeah. Normally, I can see there are more than two ingredients, although they started with two plus, and now you can easily see six or seven or eight with fruit, spices.
Yes.
Sometimes olive.
For sure. People get very creative these days. It's awesome.
Right. Okay. So what is your favorite 鸡尾酒?
鸡尾酒. Probably the cocktail called a Sazerac.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the national cocktail of New Orleans.
Right. And what is it made out of?
It's made out of rye whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and Peychaud bitters,
mm-hmm.
and usually one sugar cube or a quarter ounce of simple syrup,
mm-hmm.
and then you rinse the glass with absinthe.
Right. Wow, that sounds delicious.
It's awesome.
And what is the alcohol content for the whole thing?
Probably 2 ounces at the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the, but it's pure liquor.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Other than a little bit of sugar.
Right. So I should try that when I go to New Orleans next time.
Yes. Then there's a cocktail bar called Sazerac. So I would go there.
Okay. All right. You are my local tour guide. Do you make cocktails yourself?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. And then you have a cocktail bar at home?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I would say more a collection of different spirits.
Right, cool. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, the way to say to make cocktail, we say 调酒.
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 调酒. There are only two words. The second word, you are probably very familiar with it now. 酒, that means alcohol.
Yeah.
酒. And the first word, 调.
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 调,
it's a second tone, 调.
调酒.
Yeah, 调酒. So 调, that means to mix things, to make things more harmony.
Yeah.
So imagine that you take making cocktail very seriously. It's a piece of art. It's a labor of love. And you make it into the perfect equilibrium, the harmony. 调酒. And the character 酒 is also quite interesting. It's actually the ancient form of the character is a wine vessel combined with water building block. So a wine vessel, and here water doesn't mean pure water H2O, that means that's liquid based. So the liquid in the wine vessel has to be wine.
Okay.
So 调酒. Yep. And then the people, the bartenders who make the cocktails, we call them 调酒师. Yeah, 调酒师. 调酒, you remember, 调 is to mix things and make things harmonic, and then 酒 is the spirit. 师 is a very interesting word. It's a word to describe people with certain professions, and they are so good and so professional, and they can become the expert, or they are the teachers, the instructors of certain high-skill job.
Okay.
So we call 调酒师.
调酒师.
And 师 is also the same word to describe teacher. So you can say, I am your 老师. 老 means old.
Okay.
And in this case, it means senior. So I'm the senior, the person who knows something, who can share my knowledge. Then 老师, that's me.
老师.
So 老师. Yeah, and you are my cocktail teacher. So you are my 鸡尾酒老师.
鸡尾酒老师.
Yeah, 鸡尾酒老师. 鸡尾酒 is cocktail and 老师 is teacher. So I am your Chinese teacher, Chinese 老师. You are my 鸡尾酒老师.
鸡尾酒老师.
Yeah, so Shafiq, you are my 鸡尾酒老师. I can teach you Chinese over a glass of
a Sazerac.
A Sazerac. Thank you very much, Shafiq, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we talk about something really fun, cocktail, 鸡尾酒. To make cocktail is 调酒. If you are a bartender, 调酒师. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Shafiq.
Bye, Xiaolan.